Hello, everybody. This is Jess from Cosplay for Christ. Today, for our tips and tricks, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that every single one of us has had to deal with when we have gone to Comic-Con. And that thing is, where to put the things you need to carry to Comic-Con that is not costume-related, aka your keys, your phone, your credit card, your cash, you name it, your ID. The things that don't quite fit into your cosplay, but you need to take it with you to buy and do the things at Comic-Con. So I like to simplify this solution with three P's. Those P's are pockets, props, or pouches. Now, these three P's are going to be greatly dependent on what you're choosing to cosplay. You can incorporate all three of these P's, one of these P's, or a combination of the three. Or with the old trusty, if none of these three work, your buddy who is not in costume. So the first P is going to be pockets. So if you are wearing some kind of costume that has a skirt or a dress or pants or even shorts, something that you can, if it doesn't already have pockets, sew hidden pockets inside the costume. Pocket is a pretty simple thing. You could look up pocket tutorials. In fact, I'll link one on the website for you to go and check one out. It's very easy to put a pocket into a costume. Your second P is props. So for my second cosplay ever, I did Toothiana from Rise of the Guardians. And Toothiana is a tooth fairy. Well, the costume consisted of a full spandex suit and tail feathers and not much else. And so pockets wasn't really an option, and pouches was not an option because Toothiana doesn't have anything really. She doesn't have anything. She's a hummingbird, basically. So what she did have, and I used it as my prop, is Jack Frost's tooth box. So what I ended up doing was taking a trip to the dollar store when it was still a dollar and not $1.25. And I went to the birthday section where they had different various containers, bags, whatnots that they offered to put presents in. Well, I found this cylinder. It was no more than 8 inches tall, about 2 to 3 inches wide, and it had like a pull-off top that kind of suctioned back on. And I thought it was a perfect size, fit in my hand very easily, and bonus, it fit my phone and my keys and my payment options that I had. Also, it fit lipstick, blush, extra green makeup in case I sweated it off. It had the ability to put a few more items than I would have been able to put into something else. So I ended up using this cylinder to make this tooth box. And I printed out some pattern online and I painted it. I glued some things onto it. I used brads to look like buttons. And it was really cool. The only thing about it, it was a cylinder and not flat on one side like the actual movie. But I was okay with that. It worked and it looked great. So that was my prop that I used to be able to hold my things. And so you can use, if you have props, sometimes if you have a large gun or a sword, something that you could put a false bottom in that you could slide something in it. You would just have to determine if your prop was big enough to hold the things that you needed to hold and if you were going to use it effectively with your things in it. So that is up to you. Use your discretion. And the third option is pouches. So pouches, I would kind of put under the category of pouches are like a saddlebag or utility belts, or like my Maz Kanata has a belt that she had a bunch of different pouches on it that I used. One was actually a wallet I used from the thrift store to incorporate into the belt. Also, my River Song Day of the Move costume had a belt with pockets, and that's where I put my credit card and my cash and my phone. So there was lots of costumes I've done that can incorporate pouches. You can use your discretion as well for what your costume is. And you can choose different things and different pockets. Could be something a part of your scabbard, or it could be part of your harness that you're wearing. It literally could be like if you're doing a Lara Croft, I could see it being in there too. So there's lots of options you guys can have for pouches, all the way up to a backpack. If the backpack is part, you can make it look like it's part of your costume. And so those are the three P's. And then, you know, there's a, I'll slide in a fourth one, a fourth P, people. So if you have friends that are not dressing up, which I would have friends that didn't dress up to come with me, just like my husband did, and they can hold your stuff too. So that's always a benefit to have someone, a buddy, come with you. And if they're not in costume, then they can hold your stuff in a backpack or a bag easier than if you could, so that you can pause, take photos, and go on with your life. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to be blessed, know who you are in Christ, and take ground for the kingdom. Take care, guys. Talk to you soon.